Very good, but first I have to do some work. I have to give the talk tonight, but first of all, the meditation. So now it's a beautiful time. We can just relax to the max and let go and just see some peace and calmness in our own bodies and minds. So if you'd close your eyes. And it's good actually people cough first of all, so can we do some communal coughing? So just get it out of the way, that's right. Okay, that's enough. So now you've got it out of your system, we can be peaceful. And then we remind ourselves, this is meditation time. And what Ajahn Chah always used to remind me and everybody else, we meditate to let go of things, not to attain things. So don't try and achieve something. Just see how much you can unburden yourself. So letting go. So first of all, we have to unburden ourselves with all these concerns of our physical body. The aches and the pains and the discomforts. So I usually begin by asking my legs, as if they were a different being, and ask them, how are you, legs? And as soon as I ask the question, it's like a doctor saying, how is your arm today, when you've wounded it or broken a wrist or something? How's your wrist today? As soon as you ask a question of yourself, you get a response. How are your legs? And you know whether they need some adjustment or not. It's called the arising of mindfulness. Focusing on where you wish to put it so that your legs can be comfortable. And once you have comforted your legs by just adjusting them this way or that way, then you look at your bottom, your buttocks. How are they? And seeing if you can adjust your buttocks, your bottom, so they too can be comfortable. It's better to fidget first than have to fidget later. And then you feel your back. If you're on a chair, do you need to lean back? Or if you're sitting on a cushion or a stool, do you want to sort of straighten your back? But don't straighten it so it's so tense that you get pains later on. What I usually do is I stretch my back, first of all. And because I see animals in the forest, even in Thailand, in the jungle, having a good stretch. And then it releases endorphins in the bloodstream. It feels good. It increases your immune, enhances your immune system. And after I stretch my back, then I let go. When I let go, the back starts to go into a comfortable position. But I still check it. Is it really comfortable, or do I need to sort of move this or move that to make it as deeply comfortable as possible? When my back feels good, I go to my shoulders. Always sort of single out the shoulders, because people do have sore shoulders. They have aches and pains because they're too tight, too tense. And I imagine those muscles in the shoulders, like someone has been pulling them apart. They've been strained and stretched and extended. And I imagine letting go of both ends of those muscles. So nothing is pulling them at all. That they go to a place of deep, natural relaxation. Because I'm aware, I can actually feel that happening. I can feel just the muscles easing off. Then I go down to my hands just to make sure that they're comfortable, because I noticed, you know, before I used to be that mindful of my body, my hands would always be fidgeting around. And I thought that wasn't really a problem, but it was, because I didn't care enough to put my hands in a comfortable position. Once the hands were comfortable, then back up to my shoulders and my neck, making sure the head was well balanced on top of the neck. Even do a little bit, a few exercises to stretch this way and that way until I find the optimum position where my neck is comfortable. It's like tuning a guitar or tuning the piano, just to balance it so it's just right. That takes some movement, some trial and error, and some awareness too, to find out the very best position. And then we go from the neck up to the head. And especially the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. Because if you have any negative emotion, you can see that, because the muscles around the eyes and the mouth are tensed up in a certain fashion. So you relax those muscles. Until the whole face is at ease. No tightness, tension anywhere. And the whole body relaxed to the max. If you find any part of your body is still tight, zoom in on that. Don't ignore it. Zoom in until you have that part of your body which is painful, tight, unbalanced, aching, however you describe it. Focus in. And then you can try all sorts of things until that little ache or pain is released and the body becomes healthy. So on Thursday I'll be have some the Solaris Cancer Group coming to Bunyana Monastery. This is what we teach them. How to focus in on the body and really relax it. And see what that does to diseases and illnesses. Learning how to relax is learning how to allow energy to flow. Healing energy. And after going through a couple of tight spots in my body, then I just look at the whole body, cared for it, just paid attention to it, and I find out it's just so relaxed. And there's something which I notice, that when your body is relaxed, it feels happy, delightful. I imagine people do when they go on holiday and they lie in a recliner by the beach. Totally no pressure on them, no tension, no tightness. It's one of the reasons why they go on holidays. They go to spas or hot baths, so the whole body can be so at ease. And that's delightful. And it's something about the delight coming from letting go that it's good. Focusing on the delight takes the relaxation to another level. You're really relaxed. And the body is at ease and healthy. If it's not healthy yet, you carry on like this and it soon will be. And you look at your body with kindness. Sometimes this body has been here a long time already, has many more years to work, but by being kind to it and relaxing it, it's like tuning up your vehicle, cleaning it, healing it, and your body feels wonderful. His mind does. And then, when it's ready, I just move away from the mindfulness of physical feelings and go towards my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? You know that I have this little gauge from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful, and 10 means agitated, disturbed for one reason or another. And I'm honest, because once I know just how peaceful or unpeaceful I am, then I can get some feedback in what the cause of disturbance is. And why I can become peaceful. I learn the causes that create peace in my mind. They're simple things. Just letting go of all the past and the future. All these burdens, these heavy bags which I tend to carry around. Put them down and relax. Sure, there's other things which are left unfinished. But what's done is finished, so you can let it be. And the needle of the peaceometer goes closer and closer to 1. You're at peace, not wanting anything in the whole world. Content and easily satisfied. This is good enough for me. And how does that feel? And then we start watching our breathing. We don't control the breath. The breath is a friend which we treat with the utmost respect. Been feeding us oxygen 24/7 since we were born. We look at it with gratitude. Thank you. This process of breathing which has kept me alive. If you treat it with respect and kindness, it becomes very soft. Just like animals, they stop barking when you're kind. they stop threatening you when you have compassion. Life becomes peaceful when you have loving kindness. The unconditional, kind, not fault-finding awareness of this moment. Being with your breath, not so much watching your breath, but just being your breath. Absorbing into the process of breathing. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. Don't open your eyes yet. How do you feel? What is this little practice of letting go? Not of getting things, but seeing how much you can let go of. How does it affect your body? And the peace of your mind? Trying to get things, striving, leads to tightness and tension. Seeing how much you can let go of. It's this wonderful sense of putting down burdens. Letting go of concerns, not being afraid of the future. A lightness of body and the mind cleared from obstacles in your future and bad memories of the past. Free. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end this meditation session. That was 3.5 gongs. Excellent. So now is the time just to have a bit of a bodily stretch. Get yourself comfortable if you're not already. And get ready for this evening's talk.